This year's holiday season carried a financial benefit for a lot of local workers in the banking sector. Within the last week, Bank of Hawaii, American Savings Bank, Central Pacific, and Territorial Savings Bank all announced $1,000 bonuses for most employees. First Hawaiian did $1,500. In addition, the banks all boosted their minimum wages to $15 an hour for Banco, First Hawaiian, and Territorial Savings, $15.25 for ASB and Central Pacific. That's in the neighborhood of a 20% raise for many minimum wage workers, and a bit more in some cases. The starting point for the moves was the cut in the federal corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. But the moves also reflect a tightening competition for employees in the financial sector, on the cusp of what's expected to be another year of economic expansion. And this part is new, a full year of rising interest rates. Historically, that helps the balance sheets of banks, as well as their stock prices. But here's where local banks have not followed the mainland trend. The Dow Jones U.S. Financial Index is wrapping up 2017 with a gain of more than 15%. But for shareholders of local banks, it's been a disappointing year, and mostly a negative one. Bank of Hawaii, Central Pacific, and Territorial are set to finish 2017 with declines in their stock prices in the range of 2-4% on the year. First Hawaiian is down about 15%, although it has bounced off its 52-week low since September. The outlier among the banks is the one that does not trade as its own company. American Savings Bank is reflected as part of its parent company, Hawaiian Electric, and the shares of the utility are set to finish the year with a gain of about 9%. Bill Dorman, HPR News.